You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's such a beautiful day. Oh, Esmeralda, the city landscapers are out on Michigan Avenue right now. They're filling up the planters.
Oh, that's good.
The tulips were beautiful.
They are
nice. I
really
enjoyed that.
Are they still
much.
Not? Are they gone?
They're gone. Yeah, tulips are they're pretty quick growing and then blossom. You know, they bloom and then they're gone.
Oh,
I know.
All right,
but they're perennials, right? They're no, they're annuals. So they keep coming back. No, wait, which is the difference? Which is the one that you have to keep planting?
It's me.
I think the annuals keep coming back and perennials, like they you know, they bloom and then they die and you have to keep doing it over and over again if you liked it.
I don't know. I kill them all.
Why?
I can't grow stuff.
I did a long time
ago. It
just
doesn't happen.
You know what's easy to grow? Black-eyed Susans are very easy to grow.
Okay.
Yeah. They're beautiful too. I like those. They're butterfly. They're a very good butterfly plant.
Now I'm trying to grow some basil and it's just looking sad.
Why?
Don't ask me. Ask the basil.
Oh, okay.
Let
me stop by and ask the basil. What's your problem? Why aren't you growing for Esmeralda?
Also some cilantro that's just, fell over.
Well, cilantro can be kind of persnickety.
It was looking excited and then just bloop. And it's getting yellow.
When your cilantro is making a noise, then all hell's broken loose.
Yeah.
I think my mom wishes I was more helpful in the garden, and I should be. I was early on. My mom and I have, throughout my entire life, had sort of an interesting relationship when it comes to what our expectations are of each other, and the garden is one of them. But I also wanted to address something that came up in a Red Eye story today about taking a gap year. There's a growing number of students, young, you know, high school students across the country, and maybe even in their early years of college, deciding to say, "Hey, I'm gonna take a step back. I'm not sure if I'm in the right place at the right time." And I kind of sometimes wish I had done that. I actually wanted to join the military when I was 17 years old, and my mother took me out for lunch and said, "Please, you are breaking my heart." And then I didn't join the reserves. We have with us a gentleman who has written about this, about the gap year, because it was something that occurred in his life. We have Carl Hagler on the line. Carl, am I saying your last name correctly? Hold on one second. Let me make sure I've got the... Yes, you're not rolled up. Hi, Carl.
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing? Am I saying your last name correctly?
Yes, you are.
Thank you so much for joining us. You've written about this. You're an educator, and you actually help a lot of people kind of, you know, decide what choices they're making in life. What was it like when your son said, "Hey, Dad, I'm going to take a year off"?
Well, it was a surprise in a way because he'd already been accepted to college, and it was the spring of his senior year. So it did take us by surprise, but it turned out to be a very pleasant surprise, given the way he approached it.
And did you know any other parents who had gone through this? Because my guess is that would be helpful.
Well, I had some experience when I was a high school principal and college counselor, working with students and families who had this kind of need for something besides college right out of high school. So I was fortunate in that regard that I did get to observe and work with families who are making this choice.
But would you say that there's a little bit of panic among some parents who, because we all have this idea of what the chain of events are, you know, you have, you know, your child is born, you get them through preschool or kindergarten, you know, you get them, whether it's sports or ballet or, you know, these math bowls, whatever the sort of succession of events, and then they graduate from high school and they go to college. How hard is it to, with some parents, accept that their child is not going to go right off to college or continue with college all the way through?
Well, I think it does take some adjustment for parents, and that's one of the reasons we wrote our first book called A Gap Year Advantage, and it was specifically for parents
right.
to help their children benefit from taking time off before, even during college. But I think it's worth taking seriously the idea that if your child doesn't go away to college right away, he or she may not go. But in our research, we haven't found that to be the case. In 90% of the cases, the students that we surveyed who took gap years went back to school within a year of finishing their gap year.
90%? That sounds like a remarkable number.
Well, yeah, and I think the key is for parents to understand some good things can come from a gap year. So it's in order to get over their fear. And I'm sure maybe even the Obamas had it, you know, when Malia started bringing this up. So I wish I'd been there for that conversation. I bet that was interesting. But the key, I think, is for parents to have some reassurance. And that is, I think, the way students approach a gap year is really key. And that communication between parents and students, I think, can help build that confidence that, that parents have that, that the student's going to go on to college. And I think that's what happens. And the majority of people who take gap years do so between high school and college. So it's as opposed to going on to college and taking a gap year. That seems to be the case for most of the students who take gap years. So I think there's a reason to be concerned, but mm-hmm. Good communication can overcome that.
Well, when someone decides they're gonna postpone college, or perhaps they're already in college and realize, you know what, I need to step back from this, are there choices they can make that are perhaps better than other choices when it comes to an employer looking at their resume down the road?
Well, yeah, that could be one of the motivations. Typically, students want to take gap years because they want to learn more about themselves. Mm-hmm. And learn more about the world around them. And they typically broaden their network of people that they come to know.
Right.
And just that sense of accomplishment gives them the kind of confidence that can hold, you know, can carry over not only into college, but also, as we've seen through our research, into the world of work, where they're much more satisfied in their jobs than their peers would be, for instance, among millennials.
Right, because I think, I only have my own experience to reference. I went right from high school to college, and I was younger. I was 17 when I started college, and you have this idea of all these things that you're supposed to be doing, and you don't really know that you have a lot of choices, especially because college is such an onslaught of information. Like, I didn't even know, Carl, that I could drop a class. Like, that wasn't even. You know, I just it never occurred to me that if I was struggling to drop a class, like that even seemed like failure to me.
Right. You know? Right. So I think it's a matter of having more resilience. And one of the things we find with students who take gap years, and certainly found it with our son who took 2 years before he went to college, is he came back much more resilient, much more mature, and knowing what he wanted to get out of college. So the idea of not being able to drop a class, I'm sure that was probably traumatic to you, but he would certainly have looked at that kind of stricture, that barrier as something that he could work around, because he did so many things and overcame challenges during his gap years.
Right, because when you go off, and whether you're volunteering or, and as I mentioned before we started talking, I had wanted to join the military. Is that something that you talked to parents? That must be one of the sort of daunting choices a student might make, to tell their parents, hey, I'm going to go and join the military for 2 years and then go to school, or perhaps be in the reserves. Have you come across families who make those choices?
You know, that's a very interesting question, because we haven't found students who've done that in our research and
really?
Call it a gap year.
Oh.
I mean, because it really is could be the beginning of a career.
Right.
And by that time, as in your case, I think you felt like that was something you wanted to do. And, you know, if you're 18 years old and you can make those kind of decisions on your own, it's not really then with the expectation necessarily that you would go on to college and get a deferral from a college to say, I'm going to go in the military. So it's really kind of a different kind of choice, but it's an interesting question. In Australia, they look at people who've taken gap years as good prospects for the military. Just as an aside, that's one of the things we found out in our research. So that would indicate there's something to these young people who take this option, that they might be good prospects for the military, but that's really not the case so much in the U.S. as maybe in Australia and other places.
Well, because I would think it's symbolic of, or, you know, evidence of confidence. I think that, you know, worrying about, you know, not going right to college and being behind everybody, you're concerned about how you seem to everybody, whereas someone who goes, I'm going to take a gap year, have you found that they are not as worried about how they come across to everybody else, what that means, what that says about themselves?
I think, yeah, what you're pointing to is they tend to be much more self-directed as a result of the gap year. And it's hard to say, you know, which came first, the gap year or being more self-directed.
Right.
But I think that's what you're pointing to, is the kind of maturity and self-directedness that comes from their taking their gap year, and particularly the experiences they have. And that's what we found. The more experiences you have during your gap year, not just doing one thing, but doing a variety of things, including volunteering, service work, travel, just getting outside your comfort zone seems to be that that kind of continuity that we see across people who take gap years.
Because one of the, and the other regret I always had about college was not studying abroad, but there are people who work abroad, and that seems like an excellent way to get a lot of world experiences, maybe strengthen their abilities in another language, which would be important for school and employment.
Right. Well, our son did exactly that. He taught English in Costa Rica, which means he had to be fluent in Spanish, which he wasn't when he went there, but he was when he came back. So
that's excellent.
That's a good example. And he was able to use that fluency when he got to college in helping plan trips back to Central America.
Well, you've written this book, The Gap Year Advantage, Helping Your Child Benefit from Taking Time Off Between or During College. And you've also have a second book, Gap Year American Style, Journeys Toward Learning, Serving, and Self-Discovery. What are the elements that you would encourage parents? And you know, perhaps we don't want to tell all kids, you know, go ahead and take a year off. But if they're considering it, what is the conversation parents should have right now? Because it's happening all over the country as we, you know, careen towards graduations.
I think most importantly is to have a goal in mind. What are you going to do? What's the plan for the year? Is it going to be one, we're going to take a structured time where you're going to travel overseas with a group, or are you going to do more something more independent where you might work, say, that first semester, what would be the equivalent of that first semester, and then travel independently, as I saw in the article that was featured in the newspaper that you referred to earlier. And it seems to me that students have a lot of choices, but I think the key is for the parents and the prospective gapper to sit down and plan it out just as seriously as they would a college choice, and particularly seeing college as the end goal. In other words, not saying I'm not going to go to college, but saying college is really what I'm aiming toward, but I need these intermediate experiences to value it more. That was certainly the case for our son, Adam.
And would you say in your research, is there also an increasing sort of cynicism when it comes to a college education, when it's costing just prohibitive amounts of money to so many families?
You know, that really doesn't seem to be, I mean, it comes up from the standpoint of I've been saving for college. So
right.
If there are expenses associated with a gap year, how is that going to impact our ability to go to college? I think that's, in a way, kind of a secondary concern. I mean, the cost of college is a concern for all parents.
Yes, it is.
So the question would be, if I'm going to make this investment, would a gap year help us, help my child, you know, my young adult, make the most of that opportunity? And it certainly seems to be the case for the research that we've seen from a variety of colleges, is that gappers have higher GPAs than their peers.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so that's one thing. And the other thing is there's some evidence from the latest survey done by the American Gap Association that students who take gap years graduate sooner.
Interesting.
If the national average is like 6 years, a lot of people don't know that. The national average is 6 years.
I didn't realize that. I think because some students, you know, as in my situation, not really hitting the ground running, confused and a little bit scared in that freshman year, it might not, if you don't catch up, if you don't get your legs under you, it could be probably easy to languish for a few years.
Right. Well, some people call it meandering through college.
Right.
That's not what parents are really interested in.
No.
And so if you think about what a gap year can do, from the evidence that we've seen, is that people, gappers come back and they have higher GPAs than their peers, taking more advantage of their opportunities. And also, they graduate sooner in 4 years on average, less than the national average of 6 years. So that's encouraging to parents, I think, to know that.
It is. And before we let you go, we're talking to Carl Hagler, who is the co-author of The Gap Year Advantage and also The Gap Year American Style. Before I let you go, should students who are considering a gap year still apply for college?
Yes, that's what everybody encourages. I mean, that was the case for our son, but I think across the board, the idea is that you apply to college and then get what's called a deferral from the college. And colleges more and more are looking favorably upon that, as long as you're doing something that's meaningful. The idea is not that you sit on the sofa or couch and look at video games. You know, the idea is that you really go out and do something meaningful. And employers the same way. It's not just a matter of taking taking a gap year is what did you do with your gap year that I think people are looking at as the more meaningful option.
Yeah, and don't forget, everybody, the employers and the educators can check your Facebook page, so they might know what you've been doing for the last year. You might not want to, put too much evidence out there. And if it's good stuff, definitely, share that. I want to thank you again, Carl. How can people find out about your book and the work that you do?
Well, the American Gap Association has a tremendous amount of information about gap years, so I would encourage anyone who's interested to check out the AGA website. But, of course, our books are available through Amazon, so if you just go in and look for Hagler & Nelson, you'll find us. Carl Hagler's on there, but I have a co-author, Ray Nelson, who happens to also be my wife, who helped shepherd Adam through his gap year. So two books that we've co-authored, The Gap Year Advantage and Gap Year American Style, both available on Amazon.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm glad there are folks like you out there helping parents get through this. Have a wonderful evening.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you again soon. More after this on 720 WGN.